Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. As you know, the day before Christmas is celebrated and honored as Christmas Eve. Then, of course, comes Christmas Day, one of the high holy days of the Christian faith, when Christians around the world celebrate the birth of Christ, their Lord and Founder. The day after is not so noteworthy, at least not in the U.S. What do we call the day after Christmas? Well, in America, it's just the day after Christmas, or maybe a day to lounge around and watch bowl games, or exchange the gift from Auntie M that didn't fit, and you're so glad. In Great Britain, and much of the British Commonwealth, however, the day after Christmas is called Boxing Day. It's almost as celebrated as Christmas, not because the Brits put on boxing gloves and punch each other out the day after Christmas, but because they gather boxes of presents, take them over to friends or employees or people who served them during the year, like the mailman or the local constable, and exchange gifts. Here's how it works. Boxing Day, traditionally December 26th, began as the day when servants and tradesmen would receive gifts from their bosses or employers, known as the Christmas Box. In South Africa, Boxing Day is renamed Day of Goodwill. That was done in 1994. In Ireland, the day is known as St. Stephen's Day, or in Irish, Lafhichtiofen, or the Day of the Wren, in Irish, Landreolen. Well, so much for my Gaelic. In many European countries, including Germany, Poland, Scandinavia, and Netherlands, the 26th of December is celebrated as the second Christmas Day, all of which serves to remind us that Christmas is really a season, not a single day. You've heard of the 12 days of Christmas. On the Christian calendar, traditionally it extends from Christmas Day to Epiphany. So don't mourn or mope. There's more Christmas to come. The exact etymology of the term Boxing Day is unclear. The European tradition, which has long included giving money and other gifts to those who are needy and in service positions, has been dated to the Middle Ages. It is believed to be in reference to the alms box found in places of worship in order to collect donations for the poor. In ancient pre-Christian Rome, Saturnalia was a Roman celebration during which slave owners would switch roles with their slaves. I'd say it's a good idea today. CEOs and CFOs should flip burgers at McDonald's and vice versa. Also, it may come from a custom in the late Roman, early Christian era, wherein metal boxes placed outside churches were used to collect special offerings tied to the feast of St. Stephen, which in the Western Church falls on the same day as Boxing Day. At any rate, if someone has given you good service or needs a bit of help during this time of year, Boxing Day, December 26th, would be a great time to say thank you in both word and deed. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.